Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb D, the audio daily dose of Daf. The Shir where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes away. We're looking at Yuma 28. The administrator said to the Assembly Kohanim, the Mishnah points out, go out and see if the time for the slaughter, the morning tumen offering, has arrived. If it had arrived, the observer would say dawn. Masya ben Shmuel says the entire eastern sky has lit up. As far as Chevroni says, yes. Why was it necessary? Because once the moon's light rose over the horizon close to morning, and they thought the east had lit up from the sun, and so they slaughtered the trumpet offering, they had to take it out to the place of burning. The point being, that they tried to see as soon as possible to start the process, as soon as possible to be involved. That's the idea in Torah life about Zrizim Makdim and Lemitz. The idea of the zealous are running to be performing mitzvahs, running to be involved in mitzvahs as fast as possible. That's why it says by Avraham, even though he had the most crucial, most excruciating test of taking his son Yitzchak to the Akedah, it says, Vayashkim Avraham Baboker. Avraham awakened early in the morning. He himself saddled his donkey. He had hundreds of servants. Couldn't someone else do it for him? No. It was near and dear to him, the mitzvah. And he got up early, the first chance possible, and it was just dawn. The light was breaking, even though it was excruciatingly tragic mitzvah, or so it seemed. And it says later on, by Bilam, also he got up early himself, saddles his donkey, to try to curse the Jews, to try to do against the Jews. And I think Rashi points out, maybe, or the commentators point out, Hashem says, Bilam, you fool, your predecessor has preceded you many, many generations for the opposite, lehefech, adaraba, for the good. Avraham awakened way early in the morning, and he saddled himself. And it says, Bilam woke up a little early, whatever the phraseology is, to go curse the Jews, to do a terrible avera. But Hashem says, no, Zrizim Makdim L'mitzos, they're really righteous, they really endeavor, they really get up to go as soon as possible. As the Mishnah here talks about, getting up and seeing when the sky was turning as soon as they could be involved in the process as early as possible, so too we should be Zrizim Makdim L'mitzos. As soon as the opportunity comes, as soon as anything comes up, lo aleinu, God forbid, someone needs help and the meal train opens up, run and join it as soon as possible. You see that a new Chesed initiative points out, join it as soon as possible, or a new Tzedakah initiative, join it as soon as possible. Zerizim Makdim L'mitzvos, as early as possible, be that zealot to be jumping on board as fast as you can. Join us next time as we talk Yuma 29 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.